Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's Bible passage is Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God, and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste, because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But he raises up the needy out of affliction, and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. As a child, I was taught what is referred to in our Lutheran Church as the Common Table Prayer, prayed before every meal. It is a simple prayer that some people say dates back to the 17th century, so lots of Lutherans have prayed it in many homes and among fellow Christians at many potluck dinners. Perhaps your family prays it also. If it is not familiar to you, these are the words. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Sometimes in my family now, before we say amen, We add the words, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever," which are the words that began our psalm today. At mealtime, this prayer invites Jesus to be with us as our honored guest, thanking him as the great provider of all of our blessings, especially for the food that we are about to eat, whether it is a feast of many dishes or a meager portion of rice and bread. We are asking Jesus to bless this food to our nourishment so that we are strengthened to be able to do the work that God has given us to do in his kingdom. When we use the extra verse, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever," it helps us remember the vast number of blessings from God, which go all the way back to the Old Testament and the Israelites, rescuing, gathering, guiding his people to places of rest and refreshment, and feeding their bodies with food and their souls with God's promises of life and salvation. In Psalm 107, notice the familiar pattern of human behavior once again. The people wandered away from God. They encountered trouble and distress. They cried to the Lord, and he delivered them from their distress. Let them thank the Lord. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, for they had rebelled against the words of God. They fell down, they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and again he delivered them and brought them out of darkness. Let them thank the Lord. Some were fools through their own sinful ways, suffered affliction, drew near even to the gates of death through their evil teachings and actions. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and again God delivered them from their distress. God sent out his word and healed them. He healed them with his words of eternal life and delivered them from their eternal destruction in hell. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. God turned rivers into deserts and fruitful land into thirsty ground and a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. But then God blessed them with springs of water so that the people could again sow fields, plant vineyards, and get fruitful yields. Such is the power of our Almighty God. Like the Israelites, when we are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, we know that God has not abandoned us. God raises up the redeemed and needy out of our afflictions. He loves and forgives our sins. And wherever there is forgiveness, there is the blessing of eternal life beyond our troubles and distresses of this world. We, the redeemed and upright, see it and are glad, and we who are glad in Christ will not remain silent. We will consider the steadfast love of the Lord and shout, "O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you in humbleness and thanksgiving for your mercy, grace, and steadfast love given to us. We, redeemed sinners by the blood of Christ for our eternal life and salvation, give you all thanks and praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.